Hi, everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Tiffany.
Okay, well, today, Tiffany, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you have a favorite teacher that you remember from the past?
Actually, I do. I remember my third grade teacher the most.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and this was a long time ago, and I remember that she made teaching really fun.
Okay.
And she made learning really fun as well. So I have really good memories of her. What about you?
I have a favorite teacher from high school, Mr. Martin. He did the same thing. He made the subjects that we were learning very interesting to learn. We watched some videos, we did experiments, that kind of thing.
Well, hopefully you like us as teachers as well.
That's right. All right, well, as you can guess, today we're going to talk about teachers, but we're going to do it with Roxy and Shia. They're going to go back in the past in another time travel trip. Time travel trip. Let's find out more about their trip now.
Meeting the Master Teacher.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Roxy and Shia arrive somewhere new in their time machine.
Wow! We went a long way back this time.
You're right.Those houses are from ancient times.
Where are we?
Look, there's a man over there. Let's ask him.
Excuse me.
The man does not answer.
Maybe he didn't hear you. Speak up.
Excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't notice you.
You are pretty interested in that book.
It's my teacher's book. I'm reading it so I can be a wise man like my teacher.
Who's your teacher?
My name is Yan Hui. My teacher is Confucius. Are you here to learn from him?
I really admire him. Can we meet him?
Of course. I'll take you to him.
Word power!
Over there. Over there. There's a group of people over there.What are they looking at? There's a group of people over there. What are they looking at? Answer. Answer. Brian put his hand up to answer the teacher's question. Brian put his hand up to answer the teacher's question. Notice. Notice. Notice.Noticed, noticed. Matt was looking at his phone, so he didn't notice Claire's new hairstyle. Matt was looking at his phone, so he didn't notice Claire's new hairstyle. Wise. Wise. The wise old man helped the young people with their problems. The wise old man helped the young people with their problems.
Okay, so let's first take a look at where they are this time. We have a scenario, and it says, Roxy and Shia arrive somewhere new in their time machine.
All right, so we know they've been traveling to a lot of different places in this machine. So let's find out from Roxy where they end up this time. Roxy says, wow, we went a long way back this time.
How long ago?
We're about to find out, I think.
Yeah, Shia says, you're right. Those houses are from ancient times. So they're really, really somewhere far, far back. When we talk about something that is ancient, okay, it's spelled A-N-C-I-E-N-T, ancient. It's an adjective and it means something that happens from a long, 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 long time ago.
So that could be maybe 2,000, 3,000 years ago. Really long time. Now we also saw the word those in that sentence. When we use this word or that, so those or that, we are talking about things that we can see, but we're not close to. Now, a similar word is these or this, which we use to talk about things that we are close to or have in our hands. Now, these and those are the plural forms, that means more than one, and this and that are the singular forms, or just one thing. Now, let's continue reading the article. Here, Roxy says, where are we?
Okay, so they have to, again, look around and see clues to figure out where they are. Shia says, look, there's a man over there. Let's ask him. Now, we also see here the phrase over there, and this is our first word power word. So it's spelled over, O-V-E-R, over, and there, T-H-E-R-E, there. Over there is a phrase, and this is basically telling us the location of something. So it's usually across somewhere, like over there or over there. Now, it's usually kind of far away and not very close to you. So we can say, I saw a thief over there. Or, what is that animal over there? Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, there's a group of people over there. What are they looking at? There's a group of people over there. What are they looking at?
Okay, so Roxy and Shia walked over there to talk to this man. Now, Roxy says, excuse me. Now, if you want to talk to someone that you don't know or someone that is doing something and doesn't see you, you can say, excuse me. This is a polite way of getting someone to pay attention to you.
Yeah, that's right. So don't go up to someone and be like, hey, hello.
Hey, what's up?
That might be kind of weird for some people. Okay, let's continue looking at our article. We see another scenario. So they walk over to this person, this man that they see over there. And then as it describes, the man does not answer. Okay, he does not answer. And answer, let's figure out what that means. It is our word power word. It's spelled A-N-S-W-E-R, answer. Answer is a verb and it means to reply to someone. So you can say it or you can write to someone. You can also answer the phone. So if your phone is ringing, you can answer it. Or you can answer the door when someone is ringing the doorbell. We can also say you should answer the teacher. So if the teacher asks you a question, you should reply to your teacher and give her an answer. Okay, let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, Brian put his hand up to answer the teacher's question. Brian put his hand up to answer the teacher's question.
All right, we saw that the man didn't answer Roxy and Shia. So Shia says, maybe he didn't hear you. Speak up. Now, we use this phrase, speak up, to say that someone should speak loudly because they are too quiet. For example, if you're a shy student, but you want to answer a question in class, you might say the answer very quietly. Because of that, your teacher might say, please speak up. I can't hear you.
Okay, so maybe that could be the reason why the man is not saying something back to them. Or maybe he doesn't understand the language.
Right.
We're not too sure.
Maybe it's a different language.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just very busy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's see. Let's see what Roxy does. She says, excuse me. And she says this in a louder way.
So she's speaking really loudly now. And the man answers. He hears her this time. He says, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't notice you. Now we're going to look more closely at the word notice. Here, notice is a verb. It's spelled N-O-T-I-C-E, notice. Here, we're talking about the verb notice. When you notice someone or something, you start to see that thing or that person for the first time. You can also notice a smell by smelling with your nose, or notice a sound for the first time as well. As an example sentence, we could say, Matt was looking at his phone, so he didn't notice Claire's new hairstyle. One more time. Matt was looking at his phone, so he didn't notice Claire's new hairstyle.
Okay, so why didn't he notice? Was he looking at something? Was he building something? We're not too sure yet.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's take a look and see what the man was doing. And Shia says, you are pretty interested in that book.
Oh.
So he was reading something. I guess the book was too interesting. He didn't notice the people around him.
He was just reading and reading and reading.
When you're interested in something, usually we add a be verb in the front. So you are interested in something means you show that you have a lot of, you want to know more about this. You want to learn more about it.
Mm-hmm.
So he was pretty interested. So he was pretty means quite. He was quite interested in this book. We can also say, my sister is pretty interested in fashion.
Okay.
I mean, she's kind of interested, or she really is interested in learning about fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Or I am pretty interested in this movie. So this movie looks really cool. I want to learn more about it, or I want to watch this movie.
Right. Okay, well, let's hear from the man. He says, it's my teacher's book. I'm reading it so I can be a wise man like my teacher.
Wow.
Now, we're going to take a closer look at a grammar pattern we saw in that sentence. Let's watch today's magic box to find out more about using be verbs with verb ing.
Magic box. 找亮点.
别吵我，我正在努力地搜寻证据呢。 Don't talk to me. I am looking for some evidence. Don't talk to me. I am looking for some evidence. Hey, 为什么找什么证据？哎，你说呢？我怎么长得幼稚，装什么侦探呢？哈哈，其实啊，你有所不知，虽然看起来像小孩，但是智慧却高人一等。没有错，我就是名侦探柯西。 哈哈哈哈，你可能找不到证据，但是呢，一定知道英文里面呢，组成一个句子呢，它需要有主词，也要有动词。例如呢 ，I am here， 我在这里。OK， 要做一个动作，例如 I look for evidence， 我在找证据。 OK， 但是呢，像刚刚的状况，我正在找证据。正在，这时候呢，该怎么说呢？这时候呢，就要用到我们的现在进行式啦。现在进行式有两个重点，首先第一个重点就是要把动词变成动名词。 什么是动名词啊？就是呢 ，V-I-N-G 啦。例如呢，我们刚刚把 look 变成 looking，就是呢，我们把动词变成了动名词。还有呢，动名词顾名思义就是名词啦。那句子你不就没动词了？没关系，我们就补一个 be 动词，也就是 am， are。 is 这些 be 动词，我们呢把它加到句子里面。OK， 所以呢，一般动词的用法 ，I run fast， 我跑步很快。OK， 这个句型呢是在描述一个事实。普遍而言，我跑步算快哦，在班上呢跑步我可能可以跑前三名，所以呢我说 I run fast， 我跑步很快。 但是呢，如果现在正在有坏人在后面追赶我，哎呀，我正在跑得很快要逃跑啦，我呢怎么说？我会说 I am running fast。OK, I am running fast, 就是呢 am, be 动词再加上 running, 动名词。所以 be 动词加上动名词，这个就是呢现在进行式的用法咯，表示呢现在的时间正在进行的动作。再举个例子，我现在正在跟你说话， I am talking to you, 你正在听我说话， You are listening to meOK, you are 是 be 动词再加上 V-I-N-G listening, OK, 这个呢就是现在进行式。另外呢前面说我正在跟你说话， I am talking, am 是 be 动词， talking 是 talk 加上 ing, I am talking, 所以呢 be 动词加上 V-I-N-G 动名词，这个变化呢就是我们的现在进行式咯，简单吧。
Okay, welcome back. Hopefully you all know how to use be verbs with V-I-N-G now. Now here I'm going to tell you about the word wise. Wise is an adjective and it's spelled W-I-S-E, wise. Let's learn what the word wise is all about now. We're talking about the adjective wise right now. Someone who is wise has learned many things through reading and experiences. We often say that older people are wise because they have lived long lives and learned many things. In an example sentence, we could say, "The wise old man helped the young people with their problems." Let's say that one more time. The wise old man helped the young people with their problems.
Now I'm curious to see who is this wise man or who is this wise teacher.
Right, me too.
Is it a Greek? Someone from Greece?
I don't know. We don't know enough information yet to find out.
Let's see. I think we need to see what Roxy has to ask for us. She says, who's your teacher? Okay, thank you.
Very
direct question.
Good question, Roxy. Okay, well, the man has an answer for her. First, he says, my name is Yan Hui.
Oh.
Okay, so that sounds kind of familiar.
Yeah.
Then he says, my teacher is Confucius. Are you here to learn from him? Now, I'm sure many of you know who Confucius is, but let's talk about him for a minute. Confucius was a Chinese teacher. He was born in 551 BC and died in 478 BC. He lived at a time when there were many wars in China, but he didn't like these wars. He wanted people to live in peace.Now, when he was teaching people, he encouraged them to think hard about the answers so they could learn more about the world by themselves.
No wonder this man was so interested in this book, because it's from Confucius.
That's right.
He's one of the greatest teachers in, I think, all of history, I think. All right, so Shia then says, I really admire him.Can we meet him? When you admire someone, it means that you look up to them and you really, really like them. So, for example, who is someone that you admire?
Well, I admire the people in my family. They've taught me a lot about things in life.
I think a lot of us admire our parents the most, right?
That's right.
All right.
Okay, well, let's find out what Yan Wei has to say. We know that Roxy and Shia want to meet Confucius. So Yan Wei says, of course, I'll take you to him.
Ooh.
Well, that's very exciting for Roxy and Shia. Yan Wei is going to bring them to Confucius. Maybe they will become wise like him.
I know, it's such a great chance for them to meet someone this smart and meet someone this cool. So I think they'll have a lot of fun meeting with them.
Right. I don't think we're going to find outDay's article, though, because we're all at the end and we're going to finish up now with today's review time. We'll find out more about Roxy and Shia's trip back in time tomorrow.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, welcome back to review time. We've got a few fill-in-the-blank questions. questions for you today. So we're going to take turns. I will say the sentence first, and Tiffany will try to find the correct word power word to finish my sentence.
All right.
Are you ready, Tiffany?
I'm ready.
Okay. Number one, my friend is very blank, so we like to ask for her help.
Oh, this friend sounds a little bit like Confucius, where you have to go meet the, go to this person when you really need help. I would say the answer is wise.
That's right. Oh. My friend is very wise, so we like to ask for her help.
Okay. Okay. My turn. So you guys can guess as well.
Okay.
All right. So I couldn't blank my phone because I was driving.
Oh, now I know that it's bad to use your phone and drive at the same time. It's very dangerous.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's actually very easy to call someone on your phone. So maybe you hear the phone ringing while you're driving and you couldn't answer it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You can't answer the phone. Mm-hmm. It's also illegal as well, so
it's
we
right.
can't
Don't do that.
That.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do number three.
Okay.
There is a funny-looking animal blank.
Ah, okay. I saw a hint. Mm-hmm. You pointed something far away. Mm-hmm. So I would say there is a funny-looking animal over there.
That's right. Ah. All right. That hint was a little bit easy, I think.
All right. So the last one. Let's see if you guys can get this as well. It says, did anyone blank that large sign?
I know when you see a sign, right? So you could say see, but that's not our word power word. A word power word that's similar to see is notice.
Yes.
Yes.
So did you guys get all of them right?
I hope so.
Yeah.
All right. You guys can try this game too. You guys can make up your own sentences for the words.
Yeah.
And play it with your friends and classmates. But today, that's all we have time for. So for A+ English, I'm Erin.
I'm Tiffany.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Meeting the Master Teacher. Roxy and Shia arrive somewhere new in their time machine.
Wow! We went a long way back this time.
You're right. Those houses are from ancient times.
Where are we?
Look, there's a man over there. Let's ask him.
Excuse me.
The man does not answer.
Maybe he didn't hear you. Speak up.
Excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't notice you.
You are pretty interested in that book.
It's my teacher's book. I'm reading it so I can be a wise man like my teacher.
Who's your teacher?
My name is Yan Hui. My teacher is Confucius. Are you here to learn from him?
I really admire him. Can we meet him?
Of course. I'll take you to him.
Over there. Over there. There's a group of people over there. What are they looking at? There's a group of people over there. What are they looking at? Answer. Answer. Brian put his hand up to answer the teacher's question. Brian put his hand up to answer the teacher's question. Notice. 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 Noticed. Noticed. Matt was looking at his phone, so he didn't notice Claire's new hairstyle. Matt was looking at his phone, so he didn't notice Claire's new hairstyle. Wise. Wise. The wise old man helped the young people with their problems. The wise old man helped the young people with their problems.